we can't do much. The 20 million for us to continue on next year, we need another 20 million. But it's only for 6 months. We need to put in some quarantine areas, and putting in quarantine areas is not easy. It's very difficult. There are a lot of costs involved.
Can you just confirm for us, have you actually received the money from the government yet, or are you still waiting for the finance department to complete the paperwork?
Money has not come. It's just word of mouth, you know. It's just on the paper. But money has not come to us to start the work. We're still waiting.
And Nelson, have you received any explanation at all from the minister or the government about why you're receiving less than half of the funds that you were promised?
We're not sure why government is cutting short on the money we requested initially to help us. The initial request we made was for more than 50 million, but according to our budget, if we are to do a good containment program, that will cost us more than about 100 million, because we need to establish fumigation stations within the quarantine areas to fumigate coffee when they are moving out. 20 million is not enough.
It's not the first time, and it's probably not going to be the last time that you get a foreign pest. Does this whole situation perhaps highlight the fact that there is not enough money being set aside specifically for emergencies that can be accessed easily?
That's correct. That's correct. I think government do have money in terms of natural disasters, whenever we have big heavy rain, flooding. But when it comes to agricultural disaster, like propylallite mite and coffee berry borer, they don't have the money to do it. I don't know why they're giving a second-rated approach to the agriculture sector in the PNG, especially when we face such a disaster. We call it an agricultural disaster at the moment, because that actually impacts directly on people.
And I guess the question is, where to now for the coffee industry and for some of the farmers? I mean, I'm wondering if it's just simply too late to do anything with what you have. We've had some farmers on this show say that the infection is already way too out of hand and that farmers may have to live with it.
I think what farmers are saying is false. We've only found it in about 7 smallholder plots, and the smallholder plots is less than 0.5 hectares. So that's not much. The area in which is very, very isolated. That gives us opportunity to work with the growers, put in control measures within these isolated areas, and put in quarantine measures within the isolated areas, and restrict it within the isolated areas. Coffee season has started in the highlands of Papua New Guinea. We are working with the growers, and growers have worked with coffee industry for a very long time, and they are willing to help coffee industry address the issue themselves. They said, we can work with you guys. We've had success in eradicating CBD back in 2009, so we can do it.
You're obviously still very, very confident that you can save the situation. What can you do now that you don't have the money that you thought that you were going to get? Are you perhaps looking at some other ways that you can get some funding so that you can quarantine the situation?
Yes. For the coffee industry, we need donor support. We've had a very good donor support, especially from USAID in the past when we had coffee leaf rust issue in the country back in 1986. USAID actually came good during the time to help us. So that's what we need. We are reorganizing. We are trying to find money within in-house and try to reallocate funding within our programs. So we're stopping up other programs like Global Services and refocusing and trying to work on this one. So whatever little money coffee industry has, it has moved very quickly since we first discovered the coffee berry borer in February.
And on a similar note to that, are you planning on approaching the government for funding on this other issue that's arisen about a mite infection that's killing a lot of bees in the PNG Highlands? Are you just going to go straight to some other sources of funding so that you can also contain that infection as well?
Because of the emergency situation that we have with propylallite and varroa mite in the country, we have submitted to government some funding requests, and government has not come back to us on this situation, although the minister has declared it. We can address it very quickly, but it's only cost about 6 million, and NACI as a responsible authority is failing the coffee industry, and it's failing the growers. They are the ones who are supposed to be looking for money, but they allowed CIC to go on looking for money. We could have. It's incumbent on government to really come up with policy to set aside money for both natural disasters as well as agricultural disasters.